Now, I was talking to a woman recently and her son is doing the Leaving Cert and he's a ball of stress at the moment. He's doing higher level maths. She's got grinds for him, but she's not sure if he's able for higher level maths. And I know myself from talking to other parents who have children doing junior cert that the one subject that seems to cause the most stress and the most worry come exam time does seem to be maths. So why is that and what help is available? Well, joining me on the line now to talk a little bit more about the panic surrounding maths is TJ Hegarty from the Irish company Breakthrough Maths. TJ, you're very welcome.
Hey, Deirdre, how are you?
I'm good. You're in Cork, am I right?
I'm in Cork, county border, county rival, so but don't hold that against me.
I won't hold that against you. You're only over the border, so
that's it.
What I'm interested in about your company, and I know you were on with us before a while back, you specifically zone in on maths. So that to me says everything. That says exactly what I'm saying. That why is it maths is the one subject that people struggle with?
It's the one. It's like. And, you know, it's like, I'd say since the time of God, maths is the one that always causes the most like fear. There's a thing called maths anxiety. Like, it's an official term in itself, right? Having maths anxiety. You never hear of, like, geography anxiety or history anxiety. Maths is the one. And, like, the thing with maths, and I always think when you think about it, right, maths in school is 4 or 5 days a week in school. You'll be doing maths in school, right? When you're doing tests, you'll do 10 maths questions or 20 questions in algebra, right? That's 20 times you can fail and mess up. Whereas in an English essay or whatever, you just give it a go at the essay and you're not failing, you're not knowing at every single point, you're stuck. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. You can kind of...
It's constant.
You can spoof a lot of... You can, to an extent, you can spoof English or you can kind of, you know, draw out an answer in a history question and wing it a bit. But you can't spoof maths, really. You either can do it or you can't.
Binary. And the thing is, like, also the other flip side of that is algebra. A's, B's, X's, Y's, where in God's name did I pull all this from? And people turn their heads away and then they get 20 questions like, oh God. And then last week's algebra test didn't do well. Now I've got trigonometry this week. It's just compounding. And there's actually a critical thing about that as well. And that's why I set up Breakthrough Maths. I knew this was the case. I'd seen this a lot, right? A lot of parents who have kids in junior leaving cert, you know, maths grinds is the number one grind. That's why I set up just Breakthrough Maths, just to do maths grinds. And the flip side of this is too, it's a confidence knocker. Like, you see kids, when they get the maths right, the rest follows. I always think it's like a rising tide lifts all boats. And when you get the maths right, you see other subjects start to fly up as well and they get better at doing the exams.
Yeah. And do you think, is it something in the way we're taught maths at school? Because I think sometimes, obviously, if you're standing in front of a class full of teenagers, they're not all going to be at the same level. And some of them will follow what you're saying very quickly and others will need it explained to them two or three times. And that's why some people slip through the cracks and we end up having to get grinds for them.
Not even, I'd say, to be honest, a lot maths is cumulative. So if you were poor in algebra or poor in fractions in sixth class or fifth class, that has a knock-on effect. Because when you do area and volume or for something about income tax or VAT or financial maths, if your algebra wasn't correct, you will struggle with that topic then. So people are confused, like, oh, I'm good at this, I'm not good at that. Fundamentally, you didn't have the basics of math. If you miss a piece, it has a knock-on effect. Whereas if you do, go back to geography, for example, if you learn about waterfalls and then the next day you're doing about mountains, you don't really, they're not linked. You don't need to know waterfalls to know how to do, read about, or talk about mountains. I'm pulling this from somewhere, but
I know, I do. Yeah, yeah. So, but maths is all interconnected. Is what you're saying.
That's it. And that's why people are like, oh, she's starting to slip. They started to slip in September because they missed a week or they're out for a week and they missed that chapter and they actually can't move on until they fix that piece.
Yeah, and of course with all the school refusal we have in recent years, especially since COVID, TJ, you're probably getting a lot of kids who've missed a pile of school and it, as you say, it's the maths that's suffering now.
It's all changing. That whole grind landscape. We teach 2,500 students maths every single night. And it's all changing. Like, I think parents, COVID, I've seen a huge change since COVID. Like, before, when I was doing grinds and I was, I did my leaving cert 2012. And like, even then you just do like a little 6-week crash course, or you get an Easter course or a Christmas course, you know. Now you see people in 4th, 5th and 6th class getting grinds from September onwards and just doing a class a week or 2 classes a week and just jumping in for half an hour online, doing a bit of maths and leaving again. And it's kind of all kind of proactive rather than reactive.
Yeah, and it's working out well for them, I presume.
You see it the whole time, as I said to you. You'll see the text. You see the text come true, being like, "He's flying. He's flying in maths now, but he's flying in school as well. Thank you so much. You made a massive change, and we just got the maths right. That's all we did."
Yeah, and of course, with modern technology now, TJ, people can jump on a Zoom call anytime for an online maths grind. It doesn't matter that you're in Cork and they're in Kerry, presumably.
You're the back end of Geneva Gwilla, back end of Ventry, wherever you are, and you can jump online and learn from someone who, a top-notch teacher, jump online, you get everything there and then from your own home in wherever you are in the world. I think it's fabulous. Rather than driving into Cork or driving into Clarny to get whatever, you can save that time to study the next subject.
Are there people, though, that are unteachable when it comes to maths, that no matter how many grinds they have or how long you spend with them, they'll never get it?
Dyscalculia is very hard. You know that? It's like dyslexia for maths, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Generally, like, numbers are like gobbledygook. And I think it's desperately hard. I really think, like, I've seen people try very, very hard dyscalculia and it just never clicks and they get a diagnosis and they kind of put two and two together then. I've still seen the opposite. I mean, I've taught kids with autism and who have flown through the Leaving Cert, who are in special school and end up going the opposite and doing full-scale school, doing the Leaving Cert and sitting it. I think there is no such thing as a not maths person. I think there's a case of fear through the roof. I mean, I'm sure a lot of parents listen to this, their kids are on TikTok. They'll know me. Last night there was about 15,000 kids over an hour and a half who tuned in from Donegal to back end of Kerry, loads of people tuning in, talking about the Leaving Cert, the Leaving Cert. I'm worried, I just don't think. And you hear questions like, I got 76 in the mocks, should I stay at higher level? And you're like, oh my God, tonight you'll fly it. Like, you're 76. And it's this kind of fear and the unknown that drags people down. And those people will tell me they're not math people when they're flying already. So it's this fear factor which really is the biggest problem for people in maths.
Yeah, so get over yourself and don't talk yourself out of it. Is that the advice?
90% of it. I always think great teaching is half magic, half method. The magic being, John, you're well able, you can drive on, you'll get this. Like last night, all these kids coming online say, I'm just telling them, listen, you're going to get there, you're going to fly it, you're going to get 90%. Like, really? Do you think so? Of course you are. And at that age, you're all stressed. You're doing 6 or 7 subjects, you're doing 10 subjects for the junior cert. You're stressed. You don't know what to do. You can't get the help. You're a bit lost. All you need is a bit of direction. And I think that's what the magic piece of teaching comes. And that's what I try and instill to all of my teachers as well and to all the kids I teach on TikTok and everything.
Yeah, and you've a couple of people working for you now on Breakthrough Maths, don't you?
25.
What? As many as that?
Yeah, we would. 25 teachers. We'd have staff, teachers, everything. But we teach in England as well. I teach over 500 kids in England and 2,500 in Ireland. There's a huge amount. The thing is, like, people think of grinds, or one teacher teaching like 8 or 9 students, whatever, or, you know, teaching one-to-one. We do 4 classes a week. It's all online, testing results. We've put like 7 or 8 years of dedication into just getting the maths right. So it's a full program rather than just a random, here's a couple of grinds for a month. You get a full program with us.
Yeah, that's it. That's incredible. And what about people who say, I mean, we're what, 3 weeks? Is it less than 3 weeks out from the start of the junior cert and the leaving cert? You know, what about people who are panicking at this stage? I mean, is it too late to get help at this point if you're really worried about your maths in your junior cert or leaving cert?
No, not too late at all. Like, I mean, there's not much you can do between now and the actual exams. Only just focus on exam papers. But they know that. That's the standard cliche talk, really. Like, look, there's one thing we are doing. We're doing this, like, night before exams session. That really works. That's like a 2-hour walkthrough of the paper and the predicted paper and the questions and all that. So they get into maths mode. I think that's on. We're doing that before the junior cert and before the leaving cert. So if there's any parents who want to jump onto that, that's Breakthrough Maths, you'll see it there. It's a 2-hour walkthrough session. If they don't join that, what I would say to them, and what's really, really critical is, you know, on the day before maths, you'll be doing English that day, right?
Yeah.
And terribly, terribly, terribly important that the kids are in maths mode. That when they come home from English, they'll be a bit tired, give them their food, whatever, but that they are doing maths questions that night. So just not reading notes, doing maths questions. I'll say that one more time. Don't read notes, do questions. The mistake people make is just before they do maths, they look over the notes, think they're ready, but they're in English mode, and then they got to switch within 12 hours to maths mode, and you have to test yourself to get ready for the maths.
And I believe as well that if you, even if you can't actually get the correct answer, once you write down your rough work and they can see that you've made an attempt at it, you might get a few marks for that as well.
I mean, you literally need to tattoo this and like front, as they drop them off in the car in the morning for that maths exam, you should put a big sign in front of them saying, no blanks, show the method. You know, like that is what garners the marks. And walking out that car, the last thing, you're going to roar at them, no blanks whatsoever, and show the method, you'll get the marks.
Yeah, you'll get a mark for effort anyway. Well, listen, somebody's been on wanting to know, TJ, how to find you on TikTok.
Retro Maths, you'll see me everywhere. That'll be the end of you. I'll be all over your feed. We just crossed 100,000 followers last night. You'll see it through the roof. Breakthrough Maths. Breakthrough Maths.
And you have what little tips and interactions and stuff, videos and stuff like that?
Tips, tricks, hacks, how to calm down, how to prep, what to study, predictions, all that jazz. So the kids love it. It gets them focused. It's great. They'll love it, like.
Brilliant. Well, look, you've got a great positive mindset about the whole thing, TJ, which is great to see. And I'd say a lot of the young people will identify with you because you're not over the hill. So.
I'm not an unk. They do call me an unk, but I can't walk down the street, Patrick Street in Cork, without getting roared at. That's the maths fella.
TJ, great to talk to you, and well done on all the help you're giving people out there. Fair play.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks a lot.
It.
All the best. That is TJ there. TJ, who, Hegarty, I went blank there in his surname. TJ Hegarty from the Cork-based company Breakthrough Maths. Imagine that. Now, you know, if anything drove home my point, it's the very fact that he has 25 people working for him now, along with himself, and all they do is maths grinds, nothing else, just maths, junior cert and leaving cert. That'll tell you what a gap there is in the market out there for people, for young people to get a little hand with their maths exams. Now, if you have any thoughts on that, maybe you're going through maths yourself. There could be leaving certs at home listening to us this afternoon. I know a lot of the schools let them go home early or even not come in at all at this late stage of the game because they're trying to cram as much as they can. Let us know what you think, if you've used any of TJ's methods and you'd recommend them. Or maybe you have a secret tip of your own that you'd like to pass on to people who are doing the state exams soon. You know what to do, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300, and we're back with more after these.
Talk About on Radio.